Well, tensions are soaring between Palestinians and Israelis amid deadly protests, attacks and clashes. Israeli forces have killed at least 8 Palestinians on Friday, 2 in the occupied West Bank, 6 others in the besieged Gaza Strip. Over 140 others were also wounded. Hamas is warning that the heightened tension is in fact an indication of a new intifada or uprising. More in this report.
The latest wave of tension between Palestinians and Israelis claimed more lives in the West Bank on Friday. Israeli forces opened fire on Palestinian protesters demonstrating against Tel Aviv's restrictions and crackdown in and around the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Meanwhile, a number of Israelis also got wounded in a series of knife attacks by Palestinians. Friday's tension follows a sharp rise in violence between Israelis and Palestinians since Saturday. Clashes erupted at a Flashpoint Islamic holy compound in Al-Quds after Israeli security forces began to crack down on Palestinian worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and barred them from entering the holy site. Hundreds of Palestinians have been wounded and several, including a 13-year-old boy, were shot dead in clashes in the West Bank since Saturday. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has called the stabbings and the latest round of tension in the West Bank a new intifada.
Today and in this intifada, we applaud all our people and bless their intifada and resistance and stand respectfully to individual examples that are making history. We call for the deepening of the spirit of the intifada.
Also in the besieged Gaza Strip, Israeli forces shot dead several Palestinian protesters and injured over a dozen more. Clashes broke out when Israeli troops targeted a group of Palestinian youth protesting against Israeli aggression in the West Bank. Palestinian anger has been boiling since Israel announced plans to change the status quo at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Tel Aviv is seeking to drive Palestinians out of their own land in an attempt to Judaize the West Bank. Palestinians are calling for an end to the occupation of their territories. It's high time the international community took concrete measures to end Israel's violations, including settlement expansion in the West Bank and the years-long blockade of the Gaza Strip.
Well, to get more on the situation there and updates on this story, we're joined by Mona Kandil, Press TV's correspondent in Ramallah. Mona, tell us about the situation where you are and why do you think, what is the political agenda of the Israelis? What are they trying to pursue?
Well, before that, let us please mention that the Israeli soldiers have stormed Shafat refugee camp. It's in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and clashed with Palestinian youths. A Palestinian man identified as Ahmed Salah was shot dead during these heavy clashes in Shafat refugee camp. Another Palestinian man was seriously wounded. He was shot in the head. And then he was arrested by the Israeli soldiers, whom they prevented anyone to help him and rescue his life. There had been a spat of incidents taking place in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, this night. Clashes took place also in Wadi Al-Jawz neighborhood in Al-Quds, in Bab Al-Hatta in the old town, and in Al-Isawiyyi village, where at least one was wounded. During the day, there had been several number of Palestinians have been wounded in clashes taking place in several locations in the occupied West Bank, in Hebron al-Khalil, in Ramallah, in Al-Biri city, in Jenin also, as well as in Nablus. One more thing that happened today, we didn't, let's say, witness in the last few days like this, widespread protests inside the lands that were occupied in 1948 were held in solidarity with Palestinians in the West Bank and Al-Quds. And due to anger at the shooting of a Palestinian female earlier in the day in the city of Afuli, it's to the north of the lands occupied in 1948, where those protests held across the Arab towns in the north, in the Jalili area and the Triangle area. Dozens of youths, they were masked and they clashed directly with the Israeli soldiers. They set fire to tires and threw rocks at the Israeli forces in Al-Nasri, as well as in At-Taibi village, where many of Israeli vehicles were met with rocks and angry Palestinian young protests. And a number of them had been arrested during this night. At least nine of them were arrested, among them three Palestinian women.
Mona, decades of violence and atrocities by Israelis against Palestinians. We've been seeing land grabs, we've been seeing discrimination. And to make matters worse, to rub salt in the wound, we're seeing the inaction of the international community in the face of Israeli crimes. What is the sentiment among Palestinians?
This is why we are witnessing this wave of, clashes during the last few days. The Palestinians, as you have mentioned, because of all these illegal measures by the Israeli authorities and the continuation of this settlement building in the West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds, the continuation of treating the Palestinians in this very bad way, in front of the eyes of the international community. This is why the Palestinians are today very angry, and they believe that they must do something. They must be engaged in more clashes, be engaged in more confrontations with the Israeli soldiers, because this would be a normal way to struggle and to confront and to resist the illegal occupation of the Palestinian lands and the killing of those youths. This is why we are witnessing all this. Palestinians believe that it might be the beginning of a third intifada, and if not, it will lead to a third intifada if those protests continued. And you know that the Israeli soldiers are using more violence in dealing with the Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed that he will not allow the Palestinians to enter Jerusalem Al-Quds here in the West Bank. And the people of Jerusalem Al-Quds themselves, they are not residents of the old town. They are not allowed to enter Al-Aqsa Mosque. More strict measures are held at the Israeli checkpoints in the occupied West Bank, as well as in Jerusalem Al-Quds.
Mona Kandil, Press Service correspondent, joining us from Ramallah with the update there.